Rockauto.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And a huge shout out to the folks listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Did you know it's the circle of life?
It is totally the circle of life, and we're going to give an explanation as to why we came into that. Oh, my God.
See, I wanted to open with another song.
Singing in the Rain?
No. Here we go. We'll go with this.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Oh my
Hakuna
God.
Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. It means no worries.
Oh, Jesus. We're awful, horrible people. Hell.
But, you know, the song only, like, it doesn't last very long, so it's like it's not good for an intro song. So I had to go with something different.
I know, but we're awful people. We're such awful people. It's funny, but we're horrible, horrible people. Okay, alright. Fun stuff. We are going to explain The Lion King in the news. I promise it ties to wrestling. I swear to God it does. We do not have as much as we've had in the last 2 weeks, so good news, faithful viewers, listeners, whatever. We are not going 3 hours like we have the last 2 weeks. Yay! Thank God. But we do have stuff to get into.
We do have stuff to get to. And by the way, you can interact with us at WildTalkRadio.com or on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, or at Lynn's Ward throughout the night. We'll read your comments on the air. Same if you're in the chat room. We'll talk to you in the conversation because we got stuff to talk about throughout the entire night, including a discussion later on the show, which involves the new Universal Champion, Kevin Owens.
Yes. Which is awesome sauce, by the way. But yes, so now we're going to jump right into news, back to our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for DNA fans. And well, we might as well just get it right out of the way and explain The Lion King right off, because it is one of the biggest stories of the week. And it ties to a certain social outcast named Bo Dallas. seems Bo had a little bit too much to drink at the Dallas airport this past weekend when he was on his way to Mexico. And, well, somebody got a little drunk and might have cussed out a couple flight attendants and maybe a pilot. We're not sure. Just said flight crew. And was escorted off his airplane and was supposedly stumbling around the airport, singing the Lion King at the top of his lungs, where he was later confronted by airport police. He was arrested and detained due to the fact that it was a concern he was a danger to himself and others.
I have exclusive audio of the incident.
You do not.
I do. Here you go.
Bo, say, can you see?
Oh, God. It isn't confirmed that Bo was singing the Lion King, but that was one of the initial rumors, and you just can't. I mean, that adorable little dork running around singing Lion King completely drunk is just, I need video of that in the worst damn way. So if, by chance, you were in the Dallas airport at the time that Bo Dallas was arrested, please tweet us at Rack Radio Show because we would very much like to see that.
Yes.
All you have to do is Bo Lee!
There is good news. As far as we know, Bo is out of jail. That he was released. There is no confirmation, though. There wasn't really a reason to hold him after he got, you know, sober, because nobody was hurt. There was no damage. He just kind of yelled at people and upset people. But Bo did not go on the Mexico tour. He was pulled off. It's believed he stayed probably in Texas, I would guess.
He was not at Raw.
He was not at Raw.
He was not at Raw. He was sent home, and he was dealt with, is the best way to put it.
He is not in danger of the drug policy, thank goodness, or the wellness policy, I should say, because he was not within the 12-hour window of wrestling. So he should not face a wellness suspension, but he is definitely in hot water right now, which is not good for Bo.
No, it is not good for Bo Dallas.
I gave you cookies!
Just pulling all out the Bo Dallas soundboard tonight.
Pulling out the Bo Dallas soundboard while we still can.
While we still can, you know, we'll do it.
I gave you cookies!
Yes. Yes. The personal favorite. I give you cookies. Yes. The personal favorite. But
okay, now to be on the serious end of this one. Bo, you gotta straighten up, dude. You won't lose your job. You may be in danger. You might not be, but you gotta straighten up. I know times are tough, but rule number one, don't get drunk, go on an airplane.
Well, to be fair, this is Bo's second arrest pertaining to alcohol. His first arrest was a few years ago where he got a DUI. It seemed like he had shaped up. He had maybe sobered up a little. I don't know what his drinking habits are on the road, but it doesn't, you know, I've never heard of him being hugely intoxicated until now. And that might have been he was traveling with his brother at that point. Who knows?
No, they weren't traveling together. Because Bo was on Raw tour.
No, I'm talking about before the draft.
Before the draft. Yeah, you're right.
They might have been traveling together, and Big Brother might have been looking out for Little Brother. Who knows? But it's like you never really heard of Bo getting into trouble or really causing any trouble. So that's why this was just like completely out of left field, because I think when he did get busted for DUI the last time, they sort of, and this was several years ago, they told him to sort of shape up, and he did. And I think he got on the right because he understood that, well, if I don't shape up, I'm going to be in a lot worse shape, so
anyway, the point of this is, Bo, don't give them any reason to notice you.
Yeah, well, notice you for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, for the wrong reasons. If you say you're on the bubble, don't give them any reasons to pop that bubble.
Yeah.
No, we're not saying he's on a bubble, but just pointing that out.
Well, at this point, he's in a safe position because I don't think they're looking to get rid of anybody for any extraordinary reason, but if he made a huge embarrassment of himself and the company, they might think about it. So just be careful, Bo. But there is one other thing playing in his favor, and that is that WWE is possibly a little distracted right now due to somebody else making a rather sudden departure from the company. It's rumored that Alberto Del Rio is in fact on his way out, that he has given notice to the company, and that he's leaving after his suspension is over.
We've sort of been talking about this for a few weeks now, ever since he's been suspended, that the rumors would probably be at the end of his contract, he would be walking away from WWE, and according to WrestlingInc.com, they're the ones who broke the story that Del Rio has officially given notice through his manager, gave about 60-day notice, about 60 days ago, or what have you, so that at the end of September, when his contract runs out, he'll be a free man to go wherever he wants, whether it's TNA, whether it's into some sort of mixed martial arts, not UFC. Yeah, so Del Rio is probably on his way out. WWE has not done a whole lot with him since he came back last October and beat John Cena for the United States title. They put him with Zeb Coulter, and that angle never really took off the way they probably had hoped. Apparently, one of the rumors going around that Del Rio's original thing coming in, he was supposed to come in with Paul Heyman and be this Hispanic babyface with Paul Heyman. I don't know how that exactly would have worked, but they were going to try.
And that got nixed by Vince, didn't it?
It did, and Vince went with the Zeb Coulter idea, which bombed as well. It really bombed.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing with the whole Coulter deal, is it's... You had Zeb basically be a Republican with Jack Swagger, where, you know, they were very anti-anything non-American. I'm trying to put this delicately, because, let's be real, it was racist as hell. And you had all that going on, and then now you have Del Rio, who was actually in a feud with Swagger and Coulter at one point during the Real Americans, or the Real Americans?
Real Americans, yeah.
Yeah. Coulter and Swagger and Del Rio feuded at one point. So it's like, you have all that going on, and that feud ended, and, you know, that got washed away, and everybody forgot about it, and then you have Alberto Del Rio come back with Zeb Coulter. It's like, what?
And he had Zeb, poor Zeb, who was in a wheelchair at that point.
Yeah, poor Dutch Mantel.
It was just sort of, all things went bad on that one. Really went bad. It just never worked. It never got over. People wanted to cheer Del Rio when he came back. They had to boo him because he was a Coulter, and it just sort of never took off. And then he got put in the League of Nations, and it sort of never went anywhere with that. And they just wasted money on him for a year. I will say this, I'm okay with Del Rio being gone because I never personally was a huge fan of Del Rio, so him gone doesn't really affect me whatsoever.
I always liked it when he did the aristocrat gimmick. I liked it when he was just the rich, snobbish heel when he had Ricardo. I always thought that was the most successful thing he did. It's like, if you're going to bring him back and you want to bring him back with a manager, go find Ricardo Rodriguez, wherever the hell he is, and bring him back with Del Rio and have them work together again, because that was the most successful thing Del Rio ever did. And to bring him back with Coulter didn't work, and I don't think Heyman would have worked either.
No, I really don't think of, because Heyman works with one person only, Brock Lesnar. Heyman worked with Punk, but it was mainly Punk. Paul was just there. Punk, he was never carrying the program. It was Punk always carrying the program, but they worked well together. Brock works with Paul, and Paul carries Brock's promos, and that works. Right now, because, again, you have Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman, everything else is secondary, and it just feels secondary.
Well, it's like you put Ryback with Heyman, and that bombed. You put Cesaro with Heyman, and that bombed, because, like you said, Paul Heyman works with one person. And we all know that while Brock's gone, Paul can do whatever the hell he wants. So it's like, you know, if, for example, Cesaro. Paul Heyman picked up Cesaro and managed Cesaro, and they formed a tag team with Cesaro and... No, that was Coulter. Sorry, getting them mixed up.
Curtis Axel and Ryback. Ryback.
Curtis Axel and Ryback. That was the tag team I was thinking of. But Cesaro. So Heyman managed Cesaro until Brock Lesnar came back. And then Heyman dropped Cesaro. So it's like, you know, it's only a matter of time until Brock comes back and Heyman goes back to Brock. So it's like, it doesn't really work. Heyman's kind of a one manager deal. So it's like, Heyman going and working with Del Rio, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Like, what do they even have in common?
Nothing.
Like I said, if you're gonna bring a manager back for Del Rio, go get Ricardo Rodriguez.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Alberto Del Rio doesn't need a manager because Del Rio can talk a little bit.
Oh, he can.
So it's like, you don't give the guy who could talk a manager because the guy can talk. It doesn't work.
Yeah, he didn't need a manager. Ricardo was really more of a valet.
He was his personal ring announcer.
And it's like, but that always worked.
It did. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it feels like it was a waste to bring Alberto back. It was nice to see him. It was a great surprise when he returned, but it was like they just did nothing with him.
They overpaid for Del Rio, and they wasted money because they didn't use him to his fullest potential to make the money back that they paid him. So that's why it's a waste. Not that he was a waste. The money they gave him and the lack of pushing didn't even out.
Agreed.
I think that all makes sense.
So It's unfortunate Del Rio's leaving. It might be good for him because his personal life is a huge mess right now with the divorce and everything else going on. So it might be good for him to be off the road to get that settled and taken care of before he moves on to the next chapter of his life. The wild card in this is Paige. From all indications, she's staying because she does have a while left on her contract, but nobody really knows for sure.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm kind of happy that he's gone and she's staying because that may help her. That's just me.
Well, if he goes and she stays, they're not going to break up. They'll stay together for a while, but, you know, it might help her see a little bit clearer.
Yeah.
To not have that influence right there. Mm-hmm. And maybe she's already seen it on her own. I don't know. I just hope she doesn't throw her career away. I hope she doesn't leave with him. I hope she's smart about it.
Yeah, that would be a dumb move.
And just, you know, let's that just go.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on. Let's do the injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
I'm just going to say it because I have to yell at Brent. Dude, why must you hurt everything I love? Why? Teddy Bridgewater? Really? Teddy Bridgewater. An ACL tear. He's going to be out the entire goddamn season.
Also dislocated knee.
We're not going to talk about that. Really, must you hurt everything I love?
Hashtag blame Brent.
God, so fired.
Oh, can I say the next one?
Say the next one.
Tony Romo out with a broken bone in his back for 6 to 10 weeks.
Hashtag blame Brent.
That's what you get for Teddy. You bastard. Pouting now. Sucks. No, it sucks. Teddy's not, like, gonna get to play a full season because he got hurt last season, too. Like, is Teddy Bridgewater ever gonna get to play a full NFL season? Stay tuned!
They were high on him this year. They thought this could be his breakout year because the Minnesota AP is gonna be there full on this year. They were sort of gonna be the surprise team of the year. Now, not so much.
Because Teddy's a good quarterback.
He is.
He's a really good quarterback. You know, partial to him because he played at Louisville, and that's my team, but...
Who dominated today, by the way?
They were playing Charlotte. It wasn't like any...
Woo! You
know, no, not that Charlotte. The other Charlotte. The city Charlotte.
Woo-woo.
So it wasn't like it was difficult. Let's see them go up against an actual team, and then we'll talk.
Hey, wins are wins.
Wins are wins, but I don't fully trust Bobby Petrino, so we'll see.
This is just a sampling of what you can expect all year long as the NFL will be airing on Thursday nights.
Football! It's back! Wrestling and football. Yeah!
Your one-stop... one-shop stop? I don't know. Whatever that is.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. There you go.
And also, last injury before we fully tangent off, Rhino... Busted open, had to get stitches.
6 stitches to the head.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Yeah, that was like the really shocking thing of watching SmackDown is it's like, is Rhino bleeding?
Yeah, one of the headbangers decided to run up him in the face with an elbow, knock him off the apron, and he busted him wide open. Welcome back, headbangers. Goodbye, headbangers.
Goodbye, headbangers.
Okay.
To their credit, they can still go.
Okay.
Kind of.
Not really. Here's the thing. Headbangers, thank you for showing up. I never need to see you again. No one in wherever the hell they were on Thursday or Tuesday cared either.
But they could still rock the skirts.
On the positive side, more Heath Slater.
Yes. I love that there's a Heath's Kids section.
It's amazing. And the stuff in the trailer was amazing.
God, the stuff in the trailer. The chick playing his wife stole that.
And what also stole it was Rhino. Rhino was great. He was eating cheese and crackers. And he drew a sad face on one of the crackers and then ate it. It's amazing.
I'd like to point out, this is a man that I think got elected for city council.
He's running for city council.
He's running for city council. Yes. Quality politician right there. He draws sad faces and eats them.
I like that they could not show the name brand. So in Heath Slater's home, you can't show a name brand, so you put tape on them.
I'm surprised they were able to get a name brand.
That's why they put a tape on it. Just so you know, it was the Spanish knockoff cheese.
Olé?
Olé!
Alright, I don't have a good transition for this, so 2K17?
Okay, well, let's save that, because I don't have that up yet. I have a story up that we can talk about.
Okay.
So coming this December is Rock the Troops, the second annual Rock the Troops event on Spike TV from $7 Productions from The Rock. With this December for the 75th anniversary of Battle for Pearl Harbor, our $7 Productions, along with our producing partner, Casey Patterson TV and Spike TV, will bring you a historic and epic event honoring our troops past and present around the world. The biggest stars in music, film, comedy, sports, and TV will join us in celebrating and honoring our troops and their families. There's only one place to hold this kind of event of this magnitude, Pearl Harbor. Every celeb I know wants to be part of the show, and even better, every military personnel I speak to are excited, so excited, grateful, and often get emotional as the idea of what this show represents. The name of the show, Rock the Troops. It's going to be an awesome night. Can't wait for you guys to see it. So that will happen this December. And he's also putting out some sort of Under Armour backpack for Veterans Day as well. So yeah, that's cool things done by The Rock.
It is cool. It sounds really cool. And it sounds like it'd be worth watching, honestly.
It really, really, really does. So apparently we have a chatter in the chat room goes, Team Fluffy Socks.
Hi, Brent.
I don't know if it's Brent.
Is it Brent?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see if he identifies himself. So anyway, you brought up WWE 2K17 because now I've actually brought up the list of the final 24 people who've been brought into the video game.
They saved the best for last.
Well, they have Asuka.
Yes.
We have Bayley.
Woohoo! Finally.
We have the Big Boss Man.
Yay!
Buddy Murphy, Cactus Jack, WWE Champion Dean Ambrose.
Woohoo!
Big Daddy Cool Diesel. Do Love, Dusty Rhodes, The American Dream, Goldust, Jack Swagger, John Cena, Kane, Kevin Owens, Lex Luger, Luke Harper,
yay!
Mankind, Oh You Didn't Know, The Road Dogg, Jesse James, to go along with Billy Gunn, who was previously announced, so we have the New Age Outlaws this time around, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, without the blonde hair, they've updated his hair, which is good, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, the man they call Vader, and Wesley Blake.
Hey.
Asuka looked really good in the game.
She looked fantastic in the game.
So those are the official roster names who have been released. There will be DLC at some point announced. There's also going to be alternate versions of characters to be announced for the game. There may be a different version of The Undertaker or whatever, and so on and so forth like they do in previous games. But right now, those are the characters. I believe this is the biggest roster in WWE video game history.
And it's an awesome roster.
It is an awesome roster. I believe it was 130 something names. It's a lot of people.
But what I like is the majority of the NXT rosters included. You have one of the largest, if not the largest, female roster I've ever seen in the game, with pretty much all the women in the game. And there are not as many legacy women as there has been in the past. It's a lot of current female superstars.
I just counted 138 characters are in this game. 138.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I mean, the only one I think that hasn't been confirmed is Nakamura.
No, he's in the game.
Oh, he's in the game?
Yeah.
Okay, then nobody should have a reason to complain about this game.
Like, the names... since we have a moment. Some of the names not announced are, like, The Club and Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode came in too late. He probably won't make DLC. I hate to break that to people, but I don't expect him to be DLC. I do expect The Club could possibly be DLC.
I think The Club will make it. AJ's in it, right?
AJ is in it. The club was probably on the borderline, so it depended on whatever their cutoff was.
I don't know, they might be able to get Rude.
No, I think Rude's a little too late. Because they barely snuck Joe in, but Joe came in like in June. Here's the thing with Bobby. Unless they got him at Mania, he won't be in the game.
They probably scanned him at Mania.
They could have.
So, I would almost bet they did.
So there is a chance. It's a slim chance, but there's a chance. So it was 136 unique characters, because apparently there's a couple doubles. Alright. So 136, because they have Paul Heyman listed. Okay. And Goldberg twice. So 136 unique playable characters. That's a pretty epic roster. Let's see. The Club, Bobby Roode, as I mentioned, Austin Aries. He may be a DLC, maybe. Again, it all sort of depends on how that goes.
He's on the bubble.
He's another one on the bubble like Bobby Roode. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, they have a majority of the roster in the game this year. A lot of NXT people, a lot of females are on this list. There's 23 females on this list. That's a lot of people.
I'm okay with this.
Let's see, Alondra Blaze's legacy, do you consider Brie Bella legacy? No.
No.
Then Trish's 2 and Lita, 3. 3 legacies, because Stephanie's currently active, so 20 regulars, 3 legacies. That's pretty good, gosh darn good right there.
And they got the 4 horsewomen in it this year, which I know was the biggest complaint last year about the game.
It was my biggest complaint.
It was everybody's biggest complaint, let's be real.
It really was, yeah.
And they made sure they got in the game. They got all the current all the current female superstars. I almost said divas. They're not divas anymore. Got all the current female superstars on both the main roster and NXT. Up until a certain point, obviously, with the changeover, they're not going to get everybody, but it's like Alexa's in the game, Asuka's in the game, Bayley's in, and just the list goes on and on and on. It's like, yes!
Here, quickly, I'll go through it. Alexa, Alicia, Lundra, Asuka, Bayley, Becky, Brie, Carmella, Charlotte, Dana, Emma, Eva, Lita, Naomi, Natalya, Naya, Nikki, Paige, Sasha, Steph, Summer, Tamina, Trish. Don't see anyone they're missing from the current crop.
No, and that's good, and that makes me really happy that they got all the active main roster, and at the time, all the active female NXT roster. Because this is the NXT edition.
Yeah, there's one version of the NXT edition, yes.
So, makes me very happy.
Yeah, they beefed it up. Poor NXT, the roster right now. It's all the only people left currently are Asuka, Buddy, Murphy, Dash Wilder, Hideo, Samoa Joe, Scott Dawson, Wesley Blake, and Shinsuke Nakamura are the only ones left down in NXT, because, you know, everyone else has been called up. So.
Well, that just gives them an opportunity to make new stars.
It does. It does. A couple things. 1, Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton. 2, is going to be taking place in Chicago at a house show.
That could turn into a network event, but not likely.
Not likely, since it's 2 days before Clash of Champions. So, reason why Brock's doing it, it's cheaper for Brock to do house shows. And 2, he had no more pay-per-view dates this year. He used them all up. So, that's why Brock's doing a house show, because he had 1 date left. So they did it at this house show in Chicago. That's what happens.
So yay. No more Brock Lesnar for the years?
No more Brock. As of now, no more Brock Lesnar for the years. So we will see. And one other final note. This is a serious note. Over the weekend, it was announced on Sunday that former WWE legend, former manager, former WWE Hall of Famer, Mr. Fuji passed away. Kind of sucked.
Damn it, Rob.
That one kind of sucked.
That one really kind of sucked. Although, they played a really nice video package for him on Raw, and I never knew he was a wrestler.
No, I never really knew, because from when I grew up, he was always the manager. He managed Yokozuna, he was part of Camp Cornette and all that things. That's where I remember Mr. Fuji from.
Yeah, it's like every time I saw him, he was a manager. He was never... I never saw him as a wrestler, so as he moved on in his career, he went from wrestler to manager, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. So he had a long, illustrious career. Sad to see him go. He was 82, 83, something along those lines. So yes, Mr. Fuji has left us. He's up in the heavens with all the other greats.
The party just got heartier, man.
It really just did. So yeah, that's the odds and ends of the news and stuff like that, but we feel like we needed to mention that on the show, because why not? It was a story that happened, and you know, people would be mad if we didn't touch on that.
Absolutely, but I say we take our first break of the evening. What do you think?
I just can't wait.
More Lion King. So when we come back, thank you, Boat Alice, for this. When we come back, we are going to be talking all things NXT. It is the fallout from TakeOver, the first week away. We have stuff to talk about from that. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
No. There's only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. A bunch of our friends over at... Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for listening to us. I have to get the plug right. We changed the plug and I don't remember what the plug is. Oh, damn it, they're not showing it here. No! Apparently there is a upset in the midst if you follow college. Oh, wait. There it is. Can I watch it? Can I see it? Damn it. It won't let me see it.
What's happening?
Apparently Appalachian State and Tennessee are tied. With, like, 3 minutes left on the clock. So Tennessee may get upset by App State, which would be hilarious. If that happened, I would laugh for like a million years.
That would be amazing. Oh, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Welcome back to the show, because footballs, this is a wrestling/football show, but yes, I would seriously laugh if App State beat Tennessee. That would like make my month, not even gonna lie. Just that would be awesome. Falcons won, by the way. In case anybody cares. So did Louisville. Louisville's final score! Because I have to share it, because it's that ridiculous. Louisville beat Charlotte 70-14.
Well, okay then.
So, yeah.
So, what was the game you're talking about?
Tennessee versus Appalachian State.
Can I go watch it?
Apparently it's not being broadcast.
Apparently it is, because I'm watching it.
It's not being broadcast here.
Go look. All right, so this is technology 101 now. Hit the C button and go to scores and see if you can find it on your score thing. And she does that. By the way, it was so cool that they released the violin version of the NXT Shinsuke Nakamura theme.
I want that to be his like permanent theme now.
That was awesome.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, on the SEC network.
I didn't even realize I had that network.
Neither did I until I hit the button. Things we learn, everybody.
Technology, y'all.
Technology. So, anyway, getting into NXT, we open up the show with Samoa Joe finding out he's not medically cleared because of his jaw and other injuries. Either Joe was mad or his jaw was just wired shut.
He looked like he had been sent to the principal's office and Regal was his dad picking him up to take him home. Like, he was sitting there pouting. He wasn't even angry, he was just, like, pouting.
Yeah, yeah.
It was adorable and hilarious all at the same time.
So we had Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10, taking on Buddy Murphy. Murphy mocked Ty. Ty didn't like it. It was your standard back and forth, working. Nothing overly special actually happened in this one. Murphy, though, hit a double knees for 2, but Ty hit a big clothesline and then the tiebreaker for the win.
Yay. Solid match.
It was a solid match. Ciampa was backstage. He asked about Gargano's injuries, the knee injury from TakeOver, and at the CWC. Ciampa says Johnny is all hard. His leg will be all right. The Revival then showed up behind Ciampa. Ciampa's like, oh, I'm screwed now, but he goes after them first. They brawl into the arena. He gets thrown onto the announce table, but they bring him to ringside. 2-1 on assault in the ring. So he's down, tossed out of the ring. Revival says, everyone is a tough guy until they are faced with reality. Revival say they are reality. They said Gargano and Ciampa got to face the reality and got a reality check. Ciampa got back in the ring with a smile on his face. They took him out, hit the shatter machine, and Ciampa was left laying.
Poor Ciampa. The Revival's just being mean.
The Revival is just being mean. I like this angle.
I like it too. I'm hoping it leads to Gargano, Ciampa, and the Revival too. No, I don't think App State just scored. I think they're driving to a score though.
We will keep you up to date with play-by-play live on the show.
It's fourth quarter with 29 seconds left to go, and App State just got a touchdown, or not a touchdown, a first down. They're about to get the first down. Sorry.
It's second and one.
Second and one at about the 35-yard line.
And they read that play, and it gets taken back down to about the 41. So they're backing up. They're going in the wrong direction.
Now it's third down.
Third and long. All right, so Steve Cutler took on Kenneth Crawford. They did an inset with Cutler saying he basically wanted a target on his back. He doesn't care if you love him or hate him, but you will respect him. It was very generic, but Steve Cutler has the look of a very generic person. This was Cutler in control for a while. Crawford made a comeback with forearms, drop kicks, and a nice running shooting star. Cutler would eventually cut him off and hit the Fisherman's Driver for the win. Steve Cutler. who loses a lot of matches, but now is getting a push of some sort.
Yep. Oh, player down. Player down.
We may have a Blame Brent on our hands. I don't know. So, Hideo Itami was interviewed backstage. He asked about Austin Aries, and this was my favorite part. I kicked him in the head with my sockless loafer.
Hideo, you little shit.
It was a huge moment for me. I thought I was a real man. I thought he was a real man. But I guess he's just a little baby. If he doesn't like pain, then he can get it on my ring. If he gets back in the ring, I will make him go to sleep. Again. I like that. It's a little subtle. I will make him go to sleep. Again.
I just love Sassy Hideo. I have missed Sassy Hideo so much. And he's back.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
So, we had another teaser for Sanity. We had No Way Jose versus Angelo Dawkins. This was just a simple showcase for No Way Jose. Big fist, and then what felt like to me a half-assed full Nelson slam for the win. He doesn't even do... They call it a full Nelson slam, but it's not really even a full Nelson slam. He doesn't even set him up for the full Nelson.
Mm-mm.
It's very half-assed.
Well, I think they don't do the full Nelson anymore.
No, but... Then don't call it the move. Call it something else.
We'll come up with something. Why is I Am Cornholio about to trend?
I don't know. Is Beavis and Butthead playing?
No, Daria's coming back.
Daria's been back.
By the way, just so everybody is aware, we are at end of regulation. We are tied 13-13 still. We're clearing the field.
I'm going to have to get a sounder next for the season of sports update scores. Just play the sounder whenever we're going to give an update.
Because college football is back and NFL football is back, y'all. Don't the Eagles and the Falcons play next week?
No, they don't. They don't play on Thursdays. Oh, I have a sounder. Here we go. There we go. We'll use that as a sounder this year.
Didn't we? We can't use that because that's the NFL music. Never mind. It's like we have music, but never mind.
Well, this was an NFL draft sounder, but we can use it. Anyway, this works.
This works.
Anyway, moving on. Andrade Cien Almas was backstage, asked about how he's going to rebound from his first defeat. Before he could say anything, Aries walked in and isn't happy either. He gets no respect. He says once he shows his greatness, everyone takes his spotlight. Aries says people are talking about Hideo and not him. He would hear what they're talking about, but, you know, he can't hear because Hideo busted his ear. Andrade challenges Aries to a match next week, but Austin Aries couldn't hear him because, you know, his bad ear. But he ate his banana.
Potassium, yay.
Yay for potassium.
And what did we say about eating a banana and making eye contact? Never do it. Clearly, Austin Aries does not watch The New Day at all.
Now, Liv Morgan took on Aaliyah. Most offense we've seen out of Aaliyah. As I wrote, I wondered why Liv would grab her own boob when getting kicked in the face.
All three times.
So I had Lindsay confirm that she did, in fact, grab her own boob.
All three times.
It was a thing.
I like Liv Morgan. I think Liv Morgan is cute. It's just Liv Morgan, to me, I don't have a reason to invest in her yet. It's just like Aaliyah. I think Aaliyah's pretty. I think she looks nice. I don't have a reason to invest in her yet. And they're just coming on to NXT. So it's like, as they build them, I'm hoping I can invest in them. But it's like, this was an okay match. It wasn't the best, but it's developmental, so you kind of sort of give it a little bit more leeway. But it's like we've kind of been spoiled with the NXT women's matches in the past, so there, I think there's a very high bar that's been set.
We're now developing new women. So that's good. So I want to see how they come, how they progress. So we're seeing
Agreed.
them at their beginning stages. This is Liv Morgan and Aaliyah are going to be slow builds. Builds to whatever potential they got. Because I looked this up. Liv Morgan's 22. And this is her first real wrestling experience.
I kind of almost want to see Liv Morgan as a heel.
Maybe.
Kind of like when they started Carmella out.
Depends on how they portray the character. Again, we don't hear much from her, so we got to hear what her purpose is.
True.
Before we can determine that. So Liv Morgan picked up the win. We had No Way Jose backstage. Talk about his victory against Dawkins. Says, you know, he had hiccups at Brooklyn, but he's, you know, he said, no way, you know, he's nothing gonna let stop this train he's on. Jose says he showed the NXT universe that he has the hair and the heart of a lion, that the Fiesta is going straight to the top. Bobby Roode was there. He walked up, said, nice head.
Not nice hair, nice head.
Well, apparently No Way Jose can give some nice... Anyway, Shinsuke Nakamura was in the ring. I'm just going to bypass that.
Yeah.
Fans were chanting, you deserve it, Nakamura. He goes, I want to face the best competition in the world. There was only one place to go. NXT. I wanted to challenge myself so to see how good I was. I faced Sami Zayn. I faced the Icon, Finn Balor. And then it led to NXT TakeOver Brooklyn and Samoa Joe. My fingers were shaking, but I battled through the pain. I became NXT champion. I have had lots of championships before, but this championship means the most. I have great respect for Samoa Joe, but the Joe era is over. Now it's the era of strong style. Yeah.
Very strong, great promo from Shinsuke. The crowd was into it. He was over. I'm already digging Shinsuke as champion, but he has that flair to him that it's like you can't not dig Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah. He has a nice flair to him. So that was NXT. We got a lot of characters on the show. A lot of things happened. It was a lot happened, but didn't happen, if that makes sense.
It's the rebuilding of NXT. It's, we're bringing in new characters. We're still seeing some of the old ones, but we're building new characters. We're building new top stars. We're watching the next generation unfold as the previous generation has gone up and is on to greater things on Raw and SmackDown. So it's an exciting time in NXT.
First in gold, Tennessee.
Yep.
Who will be leading? Will it be Tennessee? Will Appalachian State make a comeback if they do score? We'll find out when we come back.
And we gotta blame Brent, too. Somebody's down. They're going for it hard, y'all. They're going for it hard. But yes, when we come back, we're talking all things Kevin Owens and Tweet of the Week, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
It has returned.
I am looking for Sarah Card. Oh God, wrong house.
This is so not safe.
WTR Riffs presents the final deletion.
Oh my God, there's like an army of drones.
Ah.
Oh dear God.
That's not the kind of riding you're supposed to do on a lawnmower.
Jeff,
no.
Okay, I'm starting to think that these guys have more money than sense.
What am I looking at?
Jeffrey Nero, what are you doing?
Oh, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
Why do you always try to kill your brother with fireworks?
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
Thank God, it's over.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something. Techno gang bang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style. Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Where are you Gundam style over here? That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Gundam style. Gundam style. Gundam style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
Wait, Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right over you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless our Made in America.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
To The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at... At where? Because again, I forgot the plug. Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Professionalism! Because I'm sitting here watching Tennessee versus App State right now, and Tennessee has just scored with some shenanigans, so we are at 20-13 with App State getting the ball at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was shenanigans.
I swear to God the ball was out before he crossed the...
It was, but they recovered it in the end zone, so it's a touchdown. That's what happened.
It's a recovery. That's the thing. It looks like...
They did recover it.
I don't believe it. Lies. It's all lies. Lies. Freaking SEC. And if you're just joining us over at wildtalkradio.com, girlwick.net, and rackradioshow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. You missed the news. You missed NXT. You're going to get the random football updates because the game is not over yet, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
We're at fourth down, fourth and five. We'll talk about this after I get done with my tweet, but yeah. I don't have a lot. I know Rock has a lot, so I'll just get into it. Big E, this SummerSlam match is about more than titles. It's mostly about testicles. Worry about your own damn nuts. A fan tweeted Big E a picture of a baby with a trumpet dancing to New Day's music and playing the trumpet. And Big E said, needless to say, this baby is ours now. Big E, a man in the hotel lobby, asked me what specific genital ailment I incurred. He told me he had three balls. His name is Shinsuke.
I said that last week.
Well, I stole it again. DiGiorno Pizza. All we can think about is pizza sauce after seeing that belt. Hashtag SummerSlam. Seth Rollins, haven't you heard Dangerous is my middle name, but next Universal Champ works just as well. Hashtag Raw. To which Kevin Owens replies, my middle name is Yannick, and I'm still walking out of Raw. It looks better with a capital R. Universal Champion, because Seth Rollins spelled it lowercase R-A-W and Kevin capitalized the R.
He's all about the punctuation.
He's all about the punctuation.
And capitalization.
He's Canadian. That's how they roll.
I guess so. That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. We'll get to the update of this score in a minute. Beth Hardy just told Ruby to put her markers away. She told me she would delete me. Well, there's
that.
We
said that last week.
No, we didn't.
We talked about it.
No, we didn't. Did we?
Well, we talked about it. I don't think we talked about it on the show.
No, we didn't talk about it on the show. Anyway, fake ESPN. If the Cowboys always have the best offensive line, why does Romo always get hurt?
Sorry, continue.
Tennessee wins.
Tennessee wins. We'll talk about the end of the game after.
No, no, because you talk about it. We'll get to my tweets.
So, Tennessee gets lucky. They almost get upset by App State at home. It goes to overtime. App State throws a Hail Mary, which gets blocked in the end zone, and Tennessee manages to pull off the victory. Great, great game. App State has nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, but I would have rather seen the upset.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen the upset, but I'll take this too.
Jonathan, this is Snowden. Dear cops on cops, I can guarantee that dude totally has dope on him. Rusev, sitting at home injured, reading. Harry's family is pissing me off almost as much as Roman. Ben Muth, Uber driver is from Bulgaria, watches wrestling, and is not a Rusev fan. Says he's a bad guy. Likes Lana, though. Oh, congrats to Lana and Rusev for getting married again very soon. Or they maybe have done it already again in Russia or Bulgaria.
I don't think they've done it again.
They're about to, though. It's been all over. She's been posting a lot of stuff about it.
Yeah.
It's happening this weekend. Steve Carino, here's a different request. Any young wrestlers or their families looking for a job near Western Virginia? Near the Charleston, West Virginia airport? Email me. Before you ask, this is a non-wrestling job, but maybe one an independent wrestler would want for extra money? Thanks. Samoa Joe replied, must have good driving skills, a decent ability with firearms, and the ability to keep a secret. Good on you, Joe.
Yep.
Someone named Riz said, Bailey started a show with a backpack, smiling and hugging. New Day put a dong on her head and have her twerking. Life comes at you fast. Hashtag Raw.
A glowing dong. Be more specific.
Kyle Lewis, keep it 5-star. Everybody hates Sheamus. Hashtag Raw. Later on that night, Sheamus tweeted, ... Hashtag I like Sheamus.
Aww.
Podswoggle, CM Punk chants in a wrestling version of leaving a drunk voicemail to your ex-girlfriend at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Hashtag Raw. Robert Flores, I hope I never have to kick someone, but if I did, I slept my thigh while doing it. Hashtag Universal Championship. Sasha Banks, it's all about the game and how you play it. Mike Bennett, I still remember that night in Hooters after an indie show, you, me, and Maria Kanellis talked about our dreams to make it. I'm so proud of you. Hashtag champ. Hashtag Raw. Rusev, big congratulations to me for finishing the first Harry Potter book. Oh, Rusev. Someone tweeted, bravo, at Rusev Bull. While you read a book, the other wins championships. Each has its priorities. Hashtag fight Owens fight. Rusev replied, very true. I have my own championship with a lot more history. And getting smarter is a priority to me. Kevin Owens, I win. Chris Jericho, congratulations to my best friend in Fight Owens Fight for winning the WWE Universal title. We are going to be a great champion.
Oh my god, they're going to do the late cool thing. Oh my god.
Chris Jericho, I'll never do that stupid idiot show referring to Renee Young's show. She replied, that's okay. John Cena's going to be on in a few weeks. Jericho replied, big deal, old news. I already had him on a WWE Network special last year. Betty freaking White, if Ryan Lochte doesn't win Dancing with the Stars, he'll probably say he was robbed. Hashtag Dancing with the Stars.
Ouch.
ProWrestling.net. Teddy Bridgewater never should have spent all that time in NXT. Hashtag bump card.
Oops.
Squared Circle. New tees available. Insert coin and KO your way to be champion of the universe. Vacant. So Fight Owens Fight wins the Universal title and gets an immediate shirt. I'm the longest reigning Universal champion. So,
that's true. Vacant is the longest Universal champion.
Yeah, and it's 10-10 Carolina and Vanderbilt right now.
Do I need to go back and watch for football?
You might want to. It's 3 minutes to go on ESPN. Katie Nolan. So Teddy hasn't been ruled out, but Zimmer just compared today to the day when his wife died. So what's going on? ProWrestling.net. Headband AJ looks like an 80s teen comedy jock villain.
Can we just, like, talk about how AJ is just walking around with the Cena armband like a goober?
Yeah, he really is. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
WWE Creative-ish. All this talk about demons and internal scars has turned this promo into an AA meeting. Hashtag SmackDown Live. WWE Creative-ish. We can tell Finn Balor is rehabbing at the Performance Center because NXT Matt Bloom keeps stepping on Lego blocks. Hashtag travel woes. Fake Sports Center. Tim Tebow claims playing baseball is not a publicity stunt, saying, "It's real. Just as real as my love for women. I swear, I'm not gay." Bubba Ray Dudley. Quote, unquote, "Your ad here, at Tommy Dreamer," with a picture of Tommy Dreamer taking a selfie, and on his face, "Space for rent, 1-800-FAT-BALD.
He's so mean.
Samoa Joe, retire internet nerd. Everyone has the internet, so it's akin to studying those electricity-having dorks. You're still a nerd, though. Nerd. And finally, Finn Balor, at Mike the Miz. Thanks, man. See you soon, Axe. And posted a photo of what Miz sent him, which is an 8x10 of Finn, get well soon, stay awesome. Signed to Miz.
And French kisses, Maurice.
French kisses, Maurice, yeah. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
I want to ask you. Finn Balor and Kevin Owens.
That was so cute! So just so everybody's aware, Finn posted a picture on his Twitter and Instagram of Kevin Owens FaceTiming with him with the Universal Championship. And he's got the biggest grin on his face. It's adorable. And when Kevin's taking his pictures with the title right after he wins, he goes, "Okay, I'm gonna go call my wife now." And then it's like the next thing you see is the picture with Finn. And it's like, oh, Finn and Kevin are married! That's awesome.
Oh, and all the stuff with Kevin Owens' kid.
Okay, first of all, the reaction by Kevin Owens' kid was worth the wait, but I still want the picture of the little girl with the title belt.
Mm-hmm. The picture is, yeah, it's awesome.
But to the person, the ESPN dude, who mocked Owens' son, you can go to hell. You can go straight to hell, sir. Do not pass go, do not collect $200. How dare you? How dare you?
And I wasn't even gonna go there. Awesome. Thank you.
I just had to say that. How dare you?
Now, speaking of Kevin Owens and the Universal title, a certain Triple H decided to interfere in that matchup.
Yeah, what kind of black magic Triple H movement bullshit was that?
Amazing. I think it was amazing.
How much of your soul did you sell?
I didn't sell any soul. It just sort of happened. Okay?
You lie. How much of your soul did you sell to make that happen?
Aren't we glad Kevin Owens is champion?
I am thrilled Kevin Owens is champion, but the fact that you got Triple H to do it, what kind of black magic is that?
Amazeballs, that's what kind of black magic it is. So, Triple H is now back on television, Kevin Owens is your Universal Champion, and there are a lot of people who are not happy sort of with how that happened.
Stephanie McMahon being one of them.
But it was more the internet. Some people on the internet were like, how dare this, you know, good to see Triple H won the title, or, you know, good to see him hand them the belt. Okay, one, Kevin Owens deserved the title, so he got it. Two, Triple H is back in storylines, which always sort of make things intriguing, to me, at least.
Here's the thing, Triple H did not hand Owens the title. Owens wrestled that entire match. Owens earned the title. You had Triple H come back and screw Roman Reigns and screw Seth Rollins, so Owens could get to the title. Because yeah, we all figured either Roman or Seth was winning that match. We wanted Kevin, but we figured Roman and Seth. This gives them a chance to potentially turn Owens' face and make Owens the babyface of Monday Night Raw in the absence of Finn Balor, because let's all be real, they do not have that babyface anymore with Finn Balor getting hurt, and he's not going to be back for 6 to 8 months. 6 months max, hopefully. So in the meantime, they need somebody to fill that void. Roman Reigns, bless his heart, is not that person. Colin Cassidy, bless his heart, should not be that person, because you should not split up Enzo and Cass just yet. You just lost the Dudley Boys. You should not split up Enzo and Cass. Keep them together. Keep them in the tag team. Cass has plenty of time to be that guy. So what is wrong with keeping Seth Rollins as your number one heel and making Kevin Owens your number one babyface?
If that's the plan. The plan may be to turn Kevin Owens heel and turn Seth Rollins babyface.
There's that too.
That could happen. I like the idea of Kevin Owens being more of a tweener in this situation. Maybe you don't change who he is, you don't change his reaction to things. You just let the crowd dictate whether they cheer him or boo him in this situation. I hope Triple H is back to be a babyface, because that's the whole idea. Where does Triple H factor in on all this? Is he coming back to be a heel authority? which we've all seen and everyone's sort of grown tired of? Or is he coming back to be the NXT hero that everyone likes to cheer? I would hope he's coming back to be the NXT hero we all like to cheer, because people like to cheer authority figures like Triple H if done right. People are cheering Daniel Bryan, right?
Right.
So it's like, Triple H has been a heel for a long time. He likes being a heel, but he does a lot of positive things for wrestlers like Kevin Owens and Finn Balor and all the babyfaces on Raw right now, you know, Bayley and the such. You sort of have Stephanie be the heel. LeMans brings up Stephanie into fully heel. No, you keep fully neutral. You keep fully Switzerland.
Yeah.
Don't let him play a really big factor in it. Let's see what happens when Stephanie and Triple H actually don't get along and they're not on the same page and see the chemistry there. Triple H be snarky towards Steph and vice versa. And just see sort of how it plays out. It would make a little bit for entertaining television. I kind of want to see how that goes. I want to see where they go with Triple H and Kevin Owens. Because Triple H is coming back because Finn got hurt. That's the thing we need to remember. Finn got hurt and they had to come up with a new story. Was Triple H going to come back at some point? Yeah. Probably not for a few more weeks, which so they may have moved up the scenario for his return. But you remember, Finn got hurt.
Because I think they're building to Hunter versus Rollins, which I am completely 100% on board with. I vote yes for this, for all the things. But it creates, like you said, it creates the dynamic if you have Triple H face and you have Stephanie heel, because you have that tension there. And you need to have someone create that tension with Stephanie. And it's not Foley. It's not going to be Foley.
Stephanie can belittle everyone on the roster. The one person she can't belittle, Triple H.
Her husband.
Right.
And it could lead to Triple H kicking off the quote-unquote new era on Monday Night Raw, not that they really haven't already done it, but to continue it with a potential NXT invasion. Because now it's Triple H could potentially challenge Stephanie's authority if he can get the roster on his side. Which if you think about it, there's been a huge turnover in the roster. All of Triple H's kids are pretty much all now up on the main roster. At least the ones that started down in FCW and have now made it back up to the main roster, they're all there.
Yeah.
They're all behind Hunter. They all believe in Hunter, and they will follow him. So now you have someone that can challenge Stephanie's authority and say, you know, well, hey, maybe you're not doing the best job. Here's what I've done in NXT. What have you done?
LeMans brings up, the only thing that could hurt her chances of being a heel is her expression at the end, making her look upset instead of pissed. Steph's a natural heel, and whatever you try to do with her, the fans are always going to boo her. She's just a natural at it, and she's been positioned that way, no matter what.
I don't think she looked upset. I think she looked confused.
Yeah, because they probably had a plan. She's probably talked to him what the plan was. We're going to put the belt on Steph. Or not Steph, Seth. And, well, putting the WWE Universal title on Steph would be interesting for a whole other, you know, reason. But they probably had a plan, and he defied her and defied the plan, and, you know, they've talked about it. Seth Rollins has been the golden child of the authority.
Here's the thing. Seth had the title. Seth never lost the title. He got hurt. It was Seth and Roman's job at SummerSlam to get that title off of Dean Ambrose. I don't think the authority cared whether it was Seth or Roman. They would have rather it had been Seth to get that title away from Dean. They both failed.
Battleground, by the way.
Battleground, I'm sorry. Battleground. I'll get it right eventually. They both failed. Roman got punished for it. Seth never did. Stephanie never punished Seth. That doesn't mean Triple H didn't want to. And this is, I think, Triple H's way of saying, you know what? You failed. I'm done with you. I'm moving on to someone else.
And remember, a year ago, when before Seth Rollins got injured, there was a lot of tension between Triple H and Seth Rollins. They were building to that direction.
Yes, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And they couldn't go there anymore. So they're continuing the storyline. They're continuing the feud. It's a new direction. It's an interesting direction.
And here's the one thing you can say about it. It's made you want to tune in next week on Raw to see what happens next.
I want to see Seth Rollins walk out and be like, what the hell, Dad? What the hell?
And he will be. It's going to be interesting to see how the crowd reacts. And I don't think you force the crowd to choose a side.
Mm-mm.
In any case.
Let the crowd dictate it.
Because you can play both guys, Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, because I figure that's where they're going in this direction for the first match. Just let the crowd choose. These guys are veteran enough. They know how to handle it in either situation. Just let them be who they are. If the crowd cheers them, they cheer them. If they boo them, they boo them. Just sort of let it play out. And I think it would work out best for everyone.
Agreed.
So it's going to be interesting to see where Triple H plays into it, what Kevin Owens does. This is Kevin Owens' show now. It's fantastic. For all the haters out there, a couple haters out there, don't hate, appreciate. You got guys like Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose as champions right now. Shinsuke Nakamura is champion. I mean, AJ Styles is probably going to be eventually a champion. Things are going well. We're getting new faces involved. Don't hate. Appreciate what's going on.
Think about it. You have some of the top indie guys in the world on top of WWE right now. You have Shinsuke Nakamura, Kevin Owens, and Dean Ambrose.
People you never thought would be WWE champions are.
5 years ago, people that would have never gotten a second look, would have never even have gotten a chance, are now your champions. That is change. And on the women's side, you have Asuka. You have Charlotte. I can't complain about that.
No, I can't.
WWE is taking strides. They're making changes. Just let them do the thing.
The man's going, I just hope Owens and Triple H have their own feuds and not Owens being Triple H's right-hand man. Probably in the beginning they're working together a little bit, but I'm feeling they'll break apart right in a couple of weeks and sort of play it out on their own. I think that's where they're going to go. Kevin's going to stick with Jericho, probably. Jericho and Kevin are going to be a unit. I have a feeling we're going to get to Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho probably at Hell in a Cell.
Agreed.
I think that's where we're headed. Not in a Hell in a Cell match, but just a Hell in a, just a match at Hell in a Cell. So that's where I think that's going to go. Triple H, Owens has no problems with Rollins or Roman Reigns. That's not his beef. Their beef is with Triple H. So they're going to go out and it's all going to work itself out. Does Triple H get back in the ring really soon? Maybe. Because, you know, he had to get revenge on Roman. And that's why he did what he did to Roman. We'll find out on Monday why he did what he did to Seth.
Yep, but I think that does it.
Yeah. Like we said, not a long show tonight.
Yay! Yeah, sorry. Lot to talk about the last 2 weeks. Not so much this week. By the way, in your final score update of the evening, South Carolina tops Vanderbilt 13-10 with a clutch field goal in the fourth quarter. So, good try, Vanderbilt. Good try, App State. You almost upset the SEC, but you just couldn't get it done. Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, nothing to really be ashamed of on that one. But we said this is a short show. Well, guess what? There's a lot of content next week on the show. As next week, we'll be previewing WWE Backlash, the SmackDown-only pay-per-view. Plus, we're going to have a very special edition of the Rack Extra as someone is invading DragonCon.
That's right, y'all. The Rack is invading DragonCon. It's this weekend in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta, if you want to hang out, hit up the Twitter, hit up the Facebook. We'll see if we can work something out, meet up, hang out, whatever. I'll be downtown all weekend, hanging with friends, trying a celebrity spot, catching Pokemon, all the fun, happy stuff. So it's the Rack Invades Dragon Con this weekend, and the Rack Extra talking about the invasion after the con is over.
And to answer the man's question, I have ideas. We'll figure them out at some point. Cool? I have ideas. We'll talk about it.
We're figuring that out. We're working on that.
I have an idea for this show segment, but it still has to be worked out in my head before I pitch it. So anyway, Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Stitcher, iTunes, search Rack Radio Show, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Subscribe so you can see all the WWE 2K16 simulations for Backlash and all that fun, happy stuff. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio returns live, midnight-ish with CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, #BlameRobs, #BlameSubs. Subway will probably be talking the fact that he downloaded so many creative wrestlers, so you can enjoy all that from WWE 2K16 with the X-Core shoulder. This Saturday, midnight-ish, all the S-words live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing Backlash, and all the news you can possibly handle. Monday night, there's a 78% chance there's a Raw post show live at 11:10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Your turn.
You can follow me on Twitter at LynnsWard, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D, and my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, because I closed the sheet like an idiot! And I need the plug.
Go to Gerwick.net. Go to Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow The Journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans.
Thank you. Matt, dude, we have got to talk about the plug. Put it back. Put it back.
And
I know Wrestling Figure Wednesday is like the back of my damn hand. Wrestling Figure Photography? No. No, put it back. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the rack.
Hold on. Go to lootcrate.com/MBG1211. Use the promo code MBG. Save 10% on your order.
Ding.
There you go. Save money. Use it. Go.
So everyone, thank you so much for listening to the rack. Remember, the rack invades DragonCon this weekend. Rack Extra coming in the coming weeks, and we'll let you know what's going on with SmackDown LeMans. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
That's the place to get it.